Not all of the fat in our bodies is the same. White fat, which lives under the skin, stores calories. Meanwhile, brown fat, which tends to live near the neck and shoulders, can burn calories. There's also a third type of fat, beige fat. It's what you get when white fat starts to brown and burn calories, according to Washington University researcher Irfan Lodi.
Beige fat is in between white fat and brown fat. In terms of function, it's closer to brown fat. So it's actually protective against obesity.
So somehow jump-starting that browning process could be a big help in the fight against obesity and diabetes. One way to do that, Lodi says, is to be exposed to cold. Our bodies shiver, and our fat cells use a protein called uncoupling protein, or UCP1, to burn calories and increase heat.
What it does is it activates this protein called UCP1. And what that does is it regulates burning of lipid stores, and that generates heat. You're burning calories as opposed to storing energy.
Lodi wanted to find a way to do that without the shivering part. Studying mice, his team was able to identify a protein called PexRap, which is found in white fat in large amounts. It's harder to find in brown and beige fat, and Lodi's team was able to decrease levels of that protein by subjecting mice to cold.
We found that it was abundantly expressed in white adipose tissue, but its protein levels in brown adipose tissue were very low. So this gave us a clue that this protein is somehow a negative regulator of brown fat.
The researchers eventually blocked PexRap in the fat tissue of mice, and they found out that the animal's white fat began to brown. Lodi says it appears PexRap is like a molecular switch that keeps white fat, also known as white adipose tissue, from browning.
We found that they had increased production of this beige fat.
But when PexRap is out of the picture, white fat does brown.
And this process is called browning. Yeah, you're converting white fat into brown fat. So knockout of PexRap leads to browning.
Lodi says the eventual goal is to find safe ways to convert white fat into brown fat, burning calories and helping people get leaner and less likely to encounter problems with diabetes.
So the ultimate goal is to find pharmacological inhibitors of PexRap that could potentially be used as a treatment for obesity and diabetes.
The study is published in the journal Cell Reports. I'm Jim Dryden.